Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. Someone texted me yesterday asking if I ever gave a 10-minute halacha shiur on Tevi'a Lishma by the strings of tzitzis. And believe it or not, I have not yet given a shiur on that topic. So I figure that will be our topic for today, whether you find it exciting or not. It is an interesting topic, lehalacha. There is a Gemara in Meseches Menachos where the Gemara tells us on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis in Menachos that one requires Tevi'as HaTzitzis Lishma, that the threads for making the tzitzis have to be spun lishma. It has to be done dafka lishma. That there's the way that you make the tzitzis is you shear the wool, and then you do the niputz of the wool, then the tviya, and then the shazira. The shazira is the twisting of the strands. And there's a machlokas tanoim whether you need to be ma'abed the bottom of tefillin lishma, but the tviya of tzitzis needs to be done lishma. So shulchanach paskins narachayim simin yud aleph, si'if aleph, hachutin tzarech shiu tvuyin lishma. Lishman. That means Shayomar Bitchila Sativui Shu also came Lishem Tzitzis. So you have to say it at the beginning of the spinning that you are doing it Lishem Tzitzis. Vim lo hayutuin Lishman Psulim. This is one of those reasons. This is one of the reasons that you need to buy in general when you buy your Chefza Shal Mitzvah, or particularly Tashmishe Kedusha, although Tzitzis is not Tashmishe Kedusha, you need to buy from people who are Yirei Shemayim, or from people who produce it are Yirei Shemayim, because there are certain things that you will never be able to tell by looking at the product. For example, you can never tell by looking at the product whether it was done lishma or not. You could see if it's a nice string, you could see if it's going to be sturdy. You cannot tell if it was done lishma. There are certain areas in Stam where chak tochos, which is a psul, you could look at it all day long and you're not going to be able to tell whether those osios were formed one after the other, or there was something scraped away from in between them that formed the osios. That's why you need to buy from people who are yirei shemayim. So the tviyas hatzitzis needs to be lishma. Without it, it's psul. Says the Ramah, the some say even the niputz needs to be lishma. The combing of the wool needs to be lishma. And the Ramah says, but the minhag is to be mekel. Now the Mishnah Berurah comments in the name of Maral Miprag that lechadchila we should be machmir on niputz lishma as well. I got a call once from the people who sell tcheles. Is it true that you've been telling people that they need to buy niputz lishma strings? I said, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. He says, could that be machmir? I figured, what's the big deal? Probably all of them are niputz lishma. They said, no, none of them are niputz lishma. It's like 10 times the price. You can't even find niputz lishma. You should really stop telling people. They didn't tell me to stop telling people that. They said, maybe you should ask Rav Schechter. So I stopped telling people that you need niputz lishma. I just assumed that all the strings are niputz lishma. They're not really niputz lishma. But Mishmur calls from Maral Miprag. That would be best if you could find it. But the tevia of the strings certainly has to be lishma. In Hilchus Tefillin, the Mechaber Paskin, the Simlam base of Ches, Tzorg Shia Klaf Mu'ubad lishmo, and Tov Lahotzi Besvasav Betchila Se'ibud Shuma Abdu L'shem Tefillin, or L'shem Sefer Torah. That you should actually verbalize it. Say, I'm doing this. L'shem Mitzvah Tefillin, L'shem Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah. Shulchanach Paskin, the Simlam and base, Siflam and Zayin, or Habatim, Tzorg Shia Mu'ubad lishmo. That the hides that make the bottom of tefillin also need lishma. So the question that we're here to discuss, though, is let's say I do it al yidei a machine. I make the strings lishma, but I'm saying it's lishma, but I'm not really doing it. The machine is making the strings, or the machine is making the bottom. Does that count as lishma? So there's a tshuva in the Chesed Avram, which is Avram Dovin Mibochach in Madura Tinyana, or Chaim Simin. I forget, but in the Chesed Avram somewhere, I have the Maram Malkum here somewhere, Simon Gimel, in Orachayim Simon Gimel, where he writes that it's okay to have the spinning of the strings done by a machine. Why? Because Lomatzinu Bekula Talmuda Sheyitzarich Koach Gavra Betzitzis Betvias Achutin. Yes, you require Lishma. We don't find anywhere that you need Koach Gavra in making the tzitzis, just that it be Lishma. And he says it's not like Shechita, where there's a special limud that tells you that for Shechita you need Koach Gavra. And he says La Halacha Kol Shausa Tviya Lishma Betchila Shapir Dami Kmo Biibraver Oros Letvilin V'Sefer Torah Desagi Shenosin Or Betchila. He says it's just like when you're tanning a hide for a Sefer Torah. What do? You put the seed, you put the paste on the hide, you do that lishma, and then the treatment of the hide happens slowly as the chemicals themselves break into the hive. That's happening on its own. So why is that any different than a machine? You put a machine in motion, you start the machine lishma, and that's good enough. So says the Chesel Avram. In the Tshuvas Har Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank uses the Chesel Avram, at least as a tziruf, to be mekel. Now the Sugya Maseches Chulin on Tez Vav and Beis, going over Tez Zayin Amud Aleph, tells us that if a person shechts with some type of a water-powered machine, that there's a difference between koach rishon, where the shechita would be kosher, and koach sheni. I mean, they have these knives that roll around, that you have water that keeps the wheel going, that moves the knife, that slices the neck of the animal. I guess you have chickens on a conveyor belt or something, and they go right under the knife, and one after the other. So he says, koach rishon is kosher, koach sheni is pasul. So based on that, the tshuvas Imre Eish, which is Rav Meir Eisenstadter from the Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer, an Ungarish Talmud Chacham, says that we should pasul tzitzis that are made with a machine, because kimo b'shchita to pasul misibuv sheni ve'elach, just like koach sheni and on is a problem with shchita, to love ma'isa adam mikri, because it's not called a ma'isa adam, so who adam b'tzitzis, tzitzis should be no different. The Divrei Chaim, the Sanz Rav in Chelek Beis, Simon Aleph writes that tzitzis that are made by machine are pasul. He says, ro'i l'posim b'chol avanimach mas har be'taymim. He says that there are lots of reasons to say that it's pasul, but he says, ulam b'ni harav nero ya'ir, my son though, hadar samuch la'machine, higili b'biru she'enu nitvaklal b'dei adam, v'lechein neim apsul b'biru. He explains that I've never seen a machine. So he says, you know, I'm an apaskin, but I'll tell you, I've never seen the machine. But my son lives near where they have such a machine, and he saw when they operate the machine, the person does nothing. And if the person does nothing, and the machine is doing everything, then it's no good. In Tshuvas Halev of Chashlomer, of Shlomo Kluger, and Simla Amenei, writes, when he talks about machine matzahs, that a machine nasali de adam near the lonech shavai sadam. The fact that a person built the machine doesn't do anything. Even the fact that a person turns on the machine doesn't do anything. The Kashuk Lover, on the other hand, Rav Aryeh Tzvi Frumer, in Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, writes that de be'emes af koach sheni chashav ma'isa mamish. He says, no, even a koach sheni would be perfectly fine. The fact that we distinguish between koach rishon and koach sheni, that's only when be'ashkil bitka demaya dainu shemesalik hadaf amoneya deino poel beguf hamayim av be'poel beguf hamayim afilu koach sheni chashav ma'isa. That's only when there's another secondary unit built in that the water affects, which then affects the knife, meaning it's another step removed. But whenever it's a more direct kind of machine, it would be perfectly fine. As far as a machine being considered lishma, at the time that you operate the machine, you just say that you're doing it lishma, and that lichora should be good enough. There is a machlokas though between the Rush and the Rambam when it comes to preparing a klaf for a sefer Torah or for tefillin or for mezuzah. The Rush in Hilchos Sefer Torah writes that you only need the tchilas ha'ibud, when you first place the hide into the seed, that it needs to be treated by. You just need to do that lishma, and then the rest follows. And unlike a get, whereby a get you need to write the entire get lishma, but by ibud you only need the beginning of the ibud, the beginning of the tanning to be lishma. And the Rambam, however, holds that ibud al yedei goy and Yisrael omid al gabav. If there's a Jew watching a guy doing the ibud, that's going to be pasul. And because it's not a lishma, the Jew is only doing the lishma at the very outset, and that's not going to carry through the entire act. So the Beis Yosef writes that according to the Rush, that ibud tefillin that's done by a guy and Yisrael Omir al Gabav is kosher, who are din by tzitzis. That you could even have tzitzis that's done by a non-Jew, or for our purposes, done by a machine. That the Jew just starts it, and then the machine will take care of the rest of it. And that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tzitzis Siman Yud Aleph Sif Beis. Nadav Yehuda and Rabbi Kiveger just wonder that, you know, tvias hatzitzis is much more similar to a get, in that, you know, if I do lishma on the first part of the string, the whole rest of the string had no lishma associated with it at all. Meaning, as I'm making the string, it gets longer and longer and longer. So most of the string had no lishma. When I'm tanning a hide, so I have the whole hide, and I put all of the stuff on the hide, lishma. And then it sits there for a while. But at least I did the whole thing lishma. And, you know, when I write a get, if I just just write the first letter of Lishma and then the rest of it's not Lishma, you know, you wouldn't call that Lishma. So that's the kasha that that the Achronim ask on the Shitas HaRash, even though in fact we paskin like the Rash lahalacha. So Chaznish paskins lahalacha, and explaining, if he explains the Rash, he says since this is different, because as soon as a Jew starts the Tevil Lishma, we assume that everything else is stumma Lishma. That as long as you started writing, started spinning the threads Lishma, everything else follows after that and is considered as if it's Lishma. As opposed to a get, even if you started the Shem Gerishin, we do not assume Stama Lishma, because a get is about a relationship. And when there are relationships, those things can change. As you're writing the get, I heard recently someone was describing his experience when he was getting divorced, and there was, as the sofer was writing the get, the couple, the former couple was like looking at each other, and one of them made a joke, and like, the other one smiled and was like, and like there was that moment of, wait a second, are we doing the right thing over here? I mean, as you're writing the get, it could be that there will be appeals for the wife, that they'll start getting along again. So you don't know that the whole get is lishma. There may be a sense of regret as you're writing the get. You're not going to have such a thing when it comes to tzitzis. And therefore, the Chazanish says that ein sarich avodas adam, ela afilu gamar kof avodaso. Even if a monkey finishes the avoda. Unlike a get, where the entire thing needs to be lishma. And that's why the majority of poskim, I believe, assume that if you have if you turn on the machine lishma, but then the machine does the rest of the spinning of the threads, which is how I assume most of them are made. I don't know the metzias. That the halacha is that's going to be good enough. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes in his tshuvas in Mincha Shlomo in Chelek Beis Simen Dalid Os Gimel, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes Shamachshava Tzricha Leasos Chalos Ukmo Lishma Beget. He says that the chilek is very passionate. When it comes to a get, there's a chalos shame lishma. When it comes to ksiva sefer Torah, there's a chalos shame lishma. When it comes to tzitzis, you just need kavana. So kavana could just be at the very beginning, and then the rest of it that's going to happen on its own, that's considered to be valid kavana. Now, when it comes to making tefillin batim, so batim have to be made lishma. So many posts are of the opinion that can only be accomplished by hand. When it comes to klaf, it can only be accomplished by hand, according to many poskim. So they say the same thing when it comes to batim. So a lot of the things that are necessary for making batim can be done by a machine also. And some of those actions are considered to be are not considered to be critical steps in creating the batim. And that certainly could be done by a machine, because that doesn't require lishma. So the most well-known example, Rabbi Reuven Mendelitz writes an inside sum of avodas yad, as opposed to an action done by a machine, involves the creation of a ribua, of the square shape of the bottom of tefillin. So the bottom needs to be perfectly square. So there are different ways to make ribua. The bias could be cut and sanded by hand using no electric machinery at all, but that takes forever and it takes a lot of effort, and that's not easy to do. Or you can have a wheel that runs on electricity, spins at a very high speed, and the batemacher will guide the bias along until the right amount is trimmed off and it's left perfectly square. Now, a person is doing all the work, and without his skill, the bias wouldn't be square. So that too, the post can point out, is considered avodas yad, even though you're using a machine. But in a case where you have avodas mechona, where it's a machine that does everything, that's where you have the bias positioned under or alongside a machine that cuts the bias into a perfect square, and there's no human intervention in the shaping process at all. So that's where some people are going to be more makbid, that it's going to be an avodas yad. It's not going to be an avodas they don't want an avodas mechona when it comes to making the bias because of this concern of lishma. So that's a particular hidur that some people have when it comes to tefillin. Just derech agav, sometimes Rabbi Mendelitz points out, Rabbi Mendelitz just spoke in yeshiva today to the Smicha boys, he's the author of this wonderful sefer, Inside Stam, which comes out backwards on the video when I hold it up, but he spoke to the Smicha guys about some important things that you need to know if you're going to be a rabbi about sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. But he points out that sometimes you'll hear when people buy batim, And by the way, a lot of times when people buy batim of tefillin, they don't pay any attention. They look at the parashios, they analyze them, they look how beautiful the ksav is. Okay, put them in batim. You know, like all batim are the same. All batim are not the same. They should probably cost almost as much as the parashios themselves if you get really good batim. So anyway, a lot of times you'll hear people buy batim. They say they got an avodas regel batim. What does avodas regel mean? That's not a machine. Machine is avodas mechona, and it's not avodas yad. So a wheel that runs on electricity and spins at a high speed can allow the batimacher to shape the bias by positioning it against the wheel. But the wheel doesn't have to run on electricity. A machine that was made where a spinning wheel is powered by the energy created by pedaling, where a person pedals his feet, the batimacher pedals his feet, and that powers the machine. So it goes at a very high speed, so it allows for the same position as a machine. So people started calling that avodas regel. But that's the most mahut, because it's not run by electricity at all. It's all koach adam. It's just that they put a machine together that it all happens al yedei koach adam. So at the end of the day, I think the minhag is to be makel when it comes to the machines for the strings of the tzitzis, for the tvias hatzitzis. When it comes to the batim, there are some that are, there are many people that are mahader to have avodas yad or avodas regel, which is even better than avodas mechona. And matzah is a much, much bigger discussion. I guess maybe we'll have, I think we already had that discussion at some point, but that's not for now. So everyone have a wonderful day. And Hashem, there will be a from the rabbi's desk shir.